This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Dr. Zoll, the Ministry of Energy and Water, KETA, has given Selangor 6 months to complete the deal. Do you think Selangor Water Panel can make it happen within these 6 months?
Yeah, Ibrahim. Yeah, thanks for having me. I've been also listening to the interview with Tan Sri Khalid Ibrahim earlier. Yeah, and I quite follow all his argument. Although your question is directly over to this particular specific question, I would in fact wanted to comment on his interview though. But let me just answer that directly. 6 months, yeah, is the time, the grace period that is given by federal government. And in fact, you should also know that this federal government has put in place an independent valuer to come up with a what is known as a fair value for the acquisition of Splash. You know, while the state government has indeed put that in place a lot earlier, and as well have come up with some findings, yeah, tentative findings on that. So it all depends on whether we could really together, you know, take it as a national service to get this deal, you know, finally resolved. Actually, so
in
it's
the press
a question
release,
of political commitment by all. Yeah.
In the press release by Panel Selangor on 18th November, you stated that it is difficult to determine the valuation methodology to buy over Splash. Instead, the panel wants to stress on best practice approach. Why is it difficult to determine the valuation?
I think you already got the impression by the way Tan Sri Khalid Ibrahim. When Khalid Ibrahim spoke earlier, you could see that, you know, in the four offers, he has indeed changed position and methodologies. You know, from the earlier, from at least for the second one, we use DCF, which is a discounted cash flow. And then finally on the return on equity in the last offer. And then, you know, he was indeed, he had also offered a Splash. In once upon a time, yeah, in his third offer of 25th June 2009, you know, where he offered a Splash, a number a lot bigger than his 250 million. So let me just say it is indeed difficult to arrive at one particular methodology to determine the four concessionaires, because they all come up from a different perspective, different historic, different narrative, and indeed to attain the fair value, it cannot be a one size fit all kind of thing.
Doctor Zoll, because of this discrepancy in argument, the equity offers made for Splash by Tan Sri Khalid was 250 million. The water panel says it's 1.579 billion. And you say that you've actually managed to arrive at this number based on several method of valuation. What method did the water panel arrive at this number, this 1.579 billion?
No, let me be honest about it. As far as I'm concerned, the water panel has put in our recommendation to the state government, right? And the state government has as well their own independent valuer, all right? Now, the point is, whatever be that method, it has got to be one, whether it is a return on equity or others, it has got to be, at the end of the day, in the final analysis, be fair to all. And what is most important for us, the water panel, that served Tan Sri Khalid in his time, in his term, and now the new MBA, Dr. Sri Azmin, we want to ensure that the best interest of the Selangorian and consumers, yeah, the riot in Selangor, be defended. And I take offense over how, you know, how you said it earlier about us now shifting our judgment and our principle, you know, for some whatever bonus he mentioned earlier. That is very unfair indeed. So what I'm concerned now, I could see that, you know, he's trying to indemnify himself entirely, you know, in the sense that, you know, he's free from all this blame of not finalizing it. So the fact remains that towards the end of it, when he paid PNSB, Muchaniaga and Shabazz, although he make a mention that it is return on equity of 12%, if someone is to be really picky and meticulous over what that means, actually. When he actually paid the non-water asset or rendered back to Muchaniaga and Shabbat the non-water asset, he, in fact, actually goes beyond 12% return on equity, which is almost 30%. So this is why I say that, you know, over an interview like that, it's not we are not capable of determining exactly where the fair value is, and it must cut across the entire the four concessionaires.
Dr. Zul, the panel members, Tony Pua, Charles Santiago, William Long, Haji Haslin, as well as yourself, is handpicked by Tan Sri Khalid back in his day. Is that correct?
Yeah. Oh, especially the four of us earlier, not Haslin though. Yeah, not the later one who
So with this
in,
with like, these four members, with the four original members, it seems to me, please correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems to me that a lot of the effort of Water Panel is trying to clarify the allegations made by Tan Sri Khalid instead of pursuing to close the deal with Splash. Why is it so?
No, I don't think that is right. It's only part of it is not for him to, you know, indemnify himself. But more importantly for us, as far as we are concerned, we remain principle centered. We want to make sure that the interest of the riot is defended. Yeah, while we want to be also fair, you know, and just to the concessionaire. So I think you have got the wrong impression there by him saying that, you know, as if we are out here now to defend the state government or even the MBA. So I think he must take that, you know, clearly that all of us had fought with him and now with the new administration to fight for the right of the Selangorian and the consumers in Selangor and Putrajaya. So we have remained principled, we have remained, you know, steadfast and committed to ensure that this acquisition and the entire deal to, you know, to regularize and, you know, to address this failure of privatization of water be, you know, addressed in Selangor.
Dr. Zul, under the WASIA, or Water Services Industry Act 2006, if Selangor doesn't wrap up this purchase within 6 months, the federal government may step in and intervene in the acquisition. Does this worry Panel Ais Selangor?
Well, we have all along, you know, open to that kind of acquisition, or rather, you know, that has always, you know, been hanging around to be invoked, yeah? And that would be the finality of what would be, you know, to acquire a Splash finally. But all along, federal government is against doing it, you know, the compulsory acquisition. And I think that is not very friendly and fair to the business industry or rather, you know, to those concerned. So I think it is in the interest of the federal government as well as the state government and us in the panel water to see that, you know, it is on a willing buyer, willing seller kind of deal that it be finalized. Yeah. And I don't think the federal government will resort to that.
Dr. Zul, Tan Sri Khalid in the interview just now says that Pakatan Harapan kini hanya tinggal harapan. Tan Sri Khalid says that his expertise were offered to help resolve the water issue but was turned down. Is it true that his offer to help was turned down by Selangor?
Ibrahim, if I may say this, for all that what he had said, you know, earlier, had his expertise be the defining criteria of solving this problem in his 5 years term in office, it should have done, had it done. It would have been a done deal, right? So he should understand that it is more complex than this. His expertise alone, and we mean the panel water and through our network of friends who have got corporate, you know, experience and whatnot, practicing corporate financial guys, we understand that it's not as straightforward as he now tries to put it. Because had it been easy, you know, and his expertise were the only one, criteria to get this ended, therefore, it has been done deal by now. But why is it not so? And why did he hurriedly and hastily at the end, you know, give this kind of concession to PNSB and Shabbat? Which is the reason why Splash is coming back to us and saying that what I want is just a fair deal. Ibrahim, it's not as straightforward as he's trying to put it now, yeah?
Dr. Zul,
all along was with him.
Dr. Zul, with this in mind, we only have a few minutes left. And considering that we have only 6 months to complete this deal, what are the two or three steps that you can share that the Water Panel is taking, concrete steps, to wrap up this purchase within the next 6 months?
Yeah, the issue is about finally defining what's the fair value for acquisition on Splash. Yeah, and I was informed that the independent panel valuer for the state government has as well come up with a range, yeah. And we water panel as well has given our kind of recommendation. So for us right now, it's about a political will by all and from all state government, concessionaires, federal government, particularly, and in this tripartite kind of arrangement, that all should be willing, at the end of the day, to, come to a final number.
Final number
is not easy, as I said.
Final question, Dr. Zul. If you say political will is important, what is the stumbling block? Because it seems the federal government wants this purchase to be wrapped up, what state government wants this to be wrapped up, and Splash wants it to be wrapped up. What is the stumbling block for the political will to get done?
Very well. It's all about numbers. It's all about the quantum. It's all about the price. It's all about determining fair value, as I stated to you earlier. There are various methods to it, but I think it's not a one-size-fits-all kind of thing. The panel believe that there must be a willingness to arrive to them. And all along it has been delayed, even in Tan Sri Khalid's time, is because of that.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.